AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Russian President Vladimir Putin is cautiously welcoming a U.S. proposal to end Moscow's nearly four-year war in Ukraine, saying it could form the basis of a final peace settlement. Ukraine's leader says his nation is in a tough spot.
Volodymyr Zelensky says Kyiv potentially faces a difficult choice between losing its dignity and losing American support. The plan has many of Russia's long-standing demands, like Ukraine handing over territory while giving Kyiv few security guarantees. Zelensky says he's willing to negotiate calmly, but insists on fair treatment. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas says Ukraine should get the final say.
Russia has no legal right to whatsoever to any concessions from the country it invaded.
President Trump tells Fox News Radio he wants an answer from Zelensky about the plan by Thanksgiving, but says an extension is possible. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Several nations and environmental groups are slamming proposals in the final stages of this year's climate talks for failing to explicitly mention the cause of global warming, the burning of fuels such as oil, gas, and coal, with one negotiator warning the talks are on the verge of collapse. New Jersey Democratic Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill has resigned from her seat in the House, and the current governor has set special election dates to fill her position for next year. Sherrill will be inaugurated as governor January 20th, and Governor Phil Murphy has set the primary for February 5th, the special general election April 16th. The Ohio police officer who shot and killed Takiyah Young, a pregnant black mother who had been accused of shoplifting, was acquitted on all counts today, including murder. A man accused of setting a woman on fire inside a Chicago train has been ordered held pending trial on a federal terrorism charge. This is AP News. Florida eviction turns deadly. A deputy was killed.
Another deputy and a law enforcement locksmith were also shot. That's according to the Indian River County Sheriff Eric Flowers. The locksmith and the accused shooter are both in critical condition. The deputy who died, Terry Mashkow, was a 25-year veteran of the sheriff's office. Officers were at a home near Vero Beach when the suspect began firing. The other deputy was shot in the shoulder and is recovering. Vero Beach is 80 miles north of West Palm Beach. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The French government is taking action against Elon Musk's artificial intelligence chatbot Grok after it generated French-language posts that questioned the use of gas chambers at Auschwitz. It wrote in a widely shared post in French that gas chambers at the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp were designed for disinfection with Zyklonon B against typhus rather than mass murder, language long associated with Holocaust denial. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.